Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming at
CBS News Brief. Texas Democratic lawmakers left for Illinois to prevent a redistricting vote. They face threats of expulsion and arrest if they don't return. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What Greg Abbott is relying on is essentially advisory opinion that when there's a vacancy, basically you can go to court and say, we think that this person forfeited their office.
The Gifford Fire in Central California has grown to about 50,000 acres and is 3% contained. CBS's Jason Allen is in nearby Santa Maria.
Conditions are expected to still be challenging today with the wind blowing in different directions. It changes throughout the day. I expect that we'll see some more growth.
The search for a military veteran who police say shot to death four people in a Montana bar is now in its fourth day. Shane Charles knows the suspect and says he has a history of mental problems.
He would tell us stories that he's John Wick one day, or he was the president's right-hand man.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin wildfires may be smaller than the ones in Canada and the western U.S., but as Parker Olson reports, they pose a different challenge here than in seasons past.
This year, 971 fires have burned over 2,500 acres in Wisconsin.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons, so longer duration fire seasons. And typically, it's been kind of that March, April is kind of our peak, but we're seeing earlier peaks for our fire season over the last couple of years. So definitely earlier snow-free conditions across the state, and we're having fires, you know, statewide.
In the 8 years from 2015 to 2023, there were a total of 33 fires in the months of January and February. This year and last year, there were 200 in those months. Weather is the primary factor on how many fires may occur in a year. Snow plays a key role in the changes to Wisconsin wildfires. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot says the years that are supposed to be colder and snowier aren't delivering the snow and temperatures that allow nature to defend against fires. On the other side of summer, according to prescribed burn specialist Michelle Witeka, droughts are putting Wisconsin at greater risk.
Climate change right now is most definitely impacting our summers. We are dealing with more long-term drought. That guarantee of, you know, no wildfires occurring during this time because it is literally the vegetation is too flush with moisture, that is not something that we can hang our hat on anymore.
With both ends of fire season extending, it's easier to accidentally start a fire. 98% of Wisconsin fires are caused by people. That's why experts say to be cautious, avoid burning on dry, windy days, and make sure that embers are out when you're done. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa and Seth.
Good morning.
Hope you guys are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We got good things on the way for you, everybody. We're going to be getting into, we've got our friend Tom Heiser joining us in a little bit with our monthly veterans update. Mm-hmm. We also will have a bit of entertainment news for you. And before we wrap up today, what are some current tech that you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? All that coming up for you, but we're got a fun one for you here. We got a best of the Kitchen's Open we're going to play right now, Seth.
Yeah.
So we're going to go right into this. We'll be back in just a few.
Hello, everyone. I wish I could be with you this morning, but I'm with a group from our stations supporting the Southwood County YMCA at their golf outing. I'll be back next week with a new episode and with some great, exciting news to share. Even though I'm not here, the kitchen is still going to open. Here's a best of episode from March 31st of earlier this year. This episode actually connects to what we were talking about last week, making meals with as few dishes as possible. Enjoy this episode on two ingredient desserts. Tell me something good. Good morning and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR for this Monday, March 31st. How often have you gone into the kitchen for a little something sweet and found nothing? Hitting a little close to home there, James. If you're not someone who likes to bake, that may mean a trip to the store, or even if you are, it may mean an hour or more before you're able to satisfy that sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm. Baking can be intimidating.
Yes, I agree with you.
100%. I used to think the same thing. However, there are some easy-to-ingredient recipes that even the most novice of bakers can make. The first one I came across is one that not only tastes delectable, but also is a bit healthier with a little more fiber than what you would think. Mm. They're called Yum Yum Brownie Muffins.
So now I'm trying to remember here, Beth, when did you first make these?
Goodness. 10 years ago?
Was it? Okay. Yeah. It was when you were in North Dakota, you first started making these.
Yeah. So. I came across it when I started Weight Watchers and was looking mm-hmm. for an alternative that didn't have as many points to it because it was mm-hmm. the point system. These are made with pure pumpkin puree.
Yeah.
So it doesn't use the eggs and the oil. It's just the bake mix and the pure pumpkin puree. I can talk. Yeah, that's why you pay me, right? Because I can say things
the
like that.
The big bucks.
Your articulation.
There you go. Well, and
it's
the whole reason. These were so easy. I whipped them up yesterday as well. So I brought mm-hmm. in a taste test. So if you want to try this out, the recipe I came across, it's called Hungry Girl is mm-hmm. the website. It's hungry-girl.com. And there really are only two ingredients to this. It's boxed Devil's Food Cake mix and one can of 15-ounce pure canned pumpkin, not the pumpkin pie mix that you would find out there.
Right.
It's just the pumpkin. Make sure it's that 100% pure. To make them, all you have to do is preheat an oven to 400 degrees, line 12.
James is making off with the muffins.
Carry on. Don't let me distract you. I'm just
sorry.
Take these.
He grabbed the entire container. Yeah. Took one bite, wants all the rest.
Yep.
So you preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Line 12 cup muffin pan with foil baking cups, or spray it with nonstick cooking spray. Then in a large bowl, all you need to do is mix the cake mix with the pumpkin until it is completely smooth and uniform. This is an essential step, and what I've actually started to do is put the canned puree in first and keep mixing that for a little bit, because want to try and break down the fibers as much as possible. Otherwise, it creates an interesting little texture in the muffin. Ooh. So this blending the batter with the cake mix may take a few minutes, but it's worth it. Just, you know, let it go for at least that 2 minutes that they recommend on the box, but just let it go and get consistency. It's going to be thicker than if you were making the cake itself. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful of that. So you don't want to stop the mixer too soon. Then you're going to evenly distribute that batter into the cups of the muffin pan and bake until a toothpick inserted into the center of the muffin comes out mostly clean. That's about 20 minutes. And then just let them cool off a little bit. And when you have them, when they're warm, still cooling off from the oven, they are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're really great.
You can just, my boys love these muffins. Mm. And because of the pure pumpkin, it adds fiber into your diet. Mm-hmm. You don't want to add any of the other cake mix ingredients. It's going to be a thick batter. Mm-hmm. So don't try to thin it out with water or oil or anything else. It's literally just those two ingredients.
So no oil, water, and eggs?
Nope. Just those two ingredients.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before with a muffin.
Yeah. And the nice thing is you can use the same method with other flavors as well. You can mix the pure pumpkin with a vanilla cake and make it a pumpkin. And then I did this last fall, added some pumpkin pie spice to it, and it becomes like a pumpkin pie muffin.
Right.
And it's just the pumpkin and the cake mix. Mm-hmm. You can do it. All Recipes has one that is a two-ingredient pumpkin cake that is made with just the spice cake mix and a can of pure pumpkin puree. Mm-hmm. And that recipe is made at a 350-degree oven. Mm-hmm. You generously grease a 9-by-13-inch baking pan with cooking spray, mix spice cake mix and canned pumpkin together in a large bowl until well combined. That's the key, well combined. And spread evenly into a prepared pan. Bake in the preheated oven until the toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. This one's about 25 to 30 minutes bake time. Cool and serve or store in the refrigerator to serve the next day. And you can serve it with or without the frosting.
Oh, sure. It tastes good either way.
Although, I didn't even think about the frosting.
With a spice cake, a good cream cheese mm-hmm. frosting, would be so mm-hmm. good.
And you can make those with less calories if you get the new... I can't remember the name, Vachelle, but it's like mm-hmm. a reduced fat cream cheese.
Right.
Alternative to the Philadelphia cream cheese.
Right.
As a side note, generously grease is the way my dad used to do his hair.
But I'm botching.
This seems like a, it was funny you gave me the line, baking is intimidating, because it actually kind of is to be somebody.
Right.
But this doesn't seem to be.
No.
This doesn't seem like a very intimidating recipe.
This is a very good first step for people that are interested in learning how to bake and don't really know what to do. All you have to do, and you can buy a box cake mix mm-hmm. for a dollar or less mm-hmm. some places. Find them on sale. Use that and then buy a can, or in the fall, you know, if you have extra pumpkins, roast it, puree it, and then freeze it. Mm-hmm. You've got that pumpkin puree. These two simple ingredients combined taste delicious.
They have such a fun texture to them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get to say that very often. And I'm such a texture-driven eater mm-hmm. and
right.
grazer in all this. And there's something that's so, like, it's not, I think that your brain wants to say spongy or something.
Yes.
That's the word I would say. Yeah.
But there's more, it's almost like a bounce to it.
Yeah.
Right.
That is really fun on the mouth and tastes really, really good. So I thank you for bringing these for me.
Yes,
Beth.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. For me. No,
just for James.
I, with my batter, was able to make 18 muffins, not mm-hmm. just 12. So it depends on the size of muffin that you want to make. And so I made... a half a dozen, mm-hmm. you know, a dozen and a half. No, 3/4 of a dozen. That would be 9. I can do math. Math is good. I made 9 for here and 9 for the house.
I'm still counting on my fingers. Yeah. So I got it faster than I did.
Well, if canned pumpkin isn't something that you readily have available, or you don't want to pay the higher prices, because it is hard. I have been looking. Mm-hmm. It is hard to find pure pumpkin puree canned. At a discounted price. I mean, the prices have gone up because there were not as much pumpkins out there.
In the last harvest, right? Yeah.
You can always make what my family refers to as Weight Watchers cake, which is the same general idea, but instead of using canned pumpkin, you use a can of diet soda. So you combine a box of cake mix with a diet or zero sugar 12-ounce can of soda and bake. And that's all you have to do. And, mm-hmm. and it's for as long as it says on the box. Mm-hmm. Instead of using a like buttercream or cream cheese frosting, you use Cool Whip to top it.
Right.
Because the density is going to be a little bit different.
Right.
And you can make some great combinations with this. Mm. Think of a vanilla cake with orange soda.
Mm. Or that sounds good, yeah.
Or a chocolate cake mix with a cherry cola to give it a little bit of a cherry taste. And then you can always chop up cherries and throw those in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these are great jumping off points to start to get a little bit more creative.
And in general, these are a little bit more healthy too, because you're not adding sugar.
Exactly.
Like most cakes you make, you add sugar, a lot of sugar, and then sugary frosting, but you can always, you know, modulate that as you need. So.
Well, this is with a boxed cake mix.
Right.
They already have the pre-amount of sugar in there.
Right,
so you're not saving any sugar from the cake mix unless you use your own cake mix base.
Right.
Which, if you go to like a Betty Crocker recipe or something like that, do all the dry ingredients, because that's what the box cake mix is.
Basically, it's just
simply
together
your dry ingredients. And instead of using sugar, cane sugar, substitute it with stevia or Splenda or something like that. And that will reduce then the amount of sugars and calories that are in there.
Plus, that's a great way to learn how to do the basics of baking a cake as
exactly.
well. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is a great way for those that might be intimidated. And it works beyond just cake. Mm-hmm. You can make some great cookies out of two ingredients. I came across, and I think it was on TikTok or on Facebook at some point, this trend that was going on, again, about 15 years ago. It's when my boys were really little, and it's an easy banana oatmeal cookie. Those are the only two ingredients, banana and oatmeal. You smash the banana, and it's a one-to-one ratio. So one banana with one cup of oats, mix it together. You will have to kind of use your hands to put it into the cookie shape because of the texture. And then you just bake it for about 12 to 15 minutes at 350 and let it cool. If you want to add a little more pizzazz to that two ingredients, add some chocolate chips or craisins or peanut or sun butter. That's kind of actually how we found out that one of our children had a peanut, sensitivity. Yes. I mean, he was only, what, about a year old or
he
so?
He was a year and 18 months. He was a year and a half.
And we gave him a cookie that I had made this cookie, and I had added peanut butter because our oldest son loves peanut butter. And I thought this will give it a little bit more flavor. He took one bite, didn't want the rest, and then broke out in a rash. Yeah. So that was kind of our clue that maybe something was going on.
Yeah, right.
So these, and I've made that into bars and things like that. Yep. They really, it becomes an energy booster if you add that nut butter to it as well. They're great.
A little protein, yeah.
And it doesn't take much. You know, if you have a slightly ripened banana, just snatch it up, mix in, you know, use a wooden spoon, use your hands if you want to. They're great. And in 12 minutes, you've got a cookie. And those don't take very long to cool down either. So you can make them in a jiff. So when you have that cookie desire.
Yes.
Here's something that you can do that's healthy for you and gives you that little bit of sweetness that you're looking for.
Right.
Really is hitting on a lot of the things people are looking for right now.
Yes, indeed.
And there are so many recipes online too. If you type into your search engine, whatever one you prefer, two ingredient recipes, you will get a plethora of opportunities to look at these things. And that, if you're really not sure how to mix or bake, this is your great first step, because it's going to start to give you some confidence that I can make something, and I can make something that tastes good.
Right.
And it might start to give you some inspiration to move beyond just those two ingredients.
Right on.
Right.
They also smell amazing. Like, it smells so good in here right
now. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
After having Seth and I in this studio for like another 2 hours of the week, it smells a lot better in here right now.
Yeah, right.
So, well, two things combined to make a great deal is your business and our segment when you choose to sponsor us. In addition to being highlighted in our episodes, we can arrange an interview or even broadcast live from your business. And I actually am going to be doing that this week. I'm going out for an interview at a business that is going to sponsor our show in the coming weeks.
Very nice.
So it is possible.
Yeah. Yes.
Very cool. Very cool to hear. And if you're interested in partnering with us, just give us a call at 715-424-1300. Speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley, and you'll get on the team.
That's right. The number, again, is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right.
That was fantastic. Nicely done, Beth. Yes. Beth was here for half a second and just jumped on and was able to do that.
Yeah, she did a great job. Yep.
Thank you.
Appreciate the recording so much, but as always, the food. Thank you so much for the food. I cannot wait to devour it and see how fastly I can eat one of these during a commercial break.
Just two bites.
Be on the lookout for the next Kitchens Open, everybody, every Monday at 9 o'clock. We're looking forward to it. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
National Night Out, Fan Appreciation Night, Wednesday, August 6th at 6:35 p.m. Wrapping up the season with a bang.
Swing and drive.
National Night Out features equipment displays and games from WRPD, a replica police badge giveaway, Jersey Off Our Back auction, and a finale fireworks show. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and National Night Out, presented by Gamber Johnson, Tuesday, August 6th.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here with you right now, and we're going to get into a fun segment we get to do at the beginning of every month, our monthly Veterans Update with our good friend Tom Heiser. Tom joining us right now. Tom, how you been?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Doing good. Always appreciate the time from you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. Where do you want to start, Tom?
Let's start with August 4th. Coast Guard was established today in 1790.
I was hoping that's where you want to start. We don't get to highlight our Coast Guard nearly enough. And one of the things that we appreciate about this segment, Tom, that you do is mentioning notes like this. Certainly the attention and the events going on at the VFW, but anytime us as citizens can tip our hat to an organization or a part of our military or something like that, it's on every one of us to take that moment. And a big thank you to everybody who has been involved with the Coast Guard and all the good work that they do there. That's a great note.
Right. The Coast Guard, it's a smaller organization. So when you go to like a ball game or something, they say, you know, you only see like one or two stand up in a crowd. But they're very, very important.
Yes, they are. We know if we didn't have them. That's right.
Right. And August 5th, the Women's Service Pilots, which was established in 1943, you know, took place of a lot of male pilots just to get the planes to their destinations.
Yeah, that's right.
Another great moment.
And August 6th, the Allied Vets meeting out at the VFW post. And August 7th is Purple Heart Day. And that started back in 1782.
It's amazing to think of.
Wow.
1782. That's incredible. Even baseball's not that old.
And then one close to our heart, on August 7th, Vietnam War started in 64.
Yeah. I just, another note on this, when we note these things, and I can't speak for other people, but in the last month, I lost my Uncle Tim, who served in the Vietnam War.
Right.
And it immediately makes me think of him and other individuals I've known that were a part of it. It's another reason why we appreciate you noting these things. So.
And then, interesting, August 10th is Agent Orange Awareness Day. Those kind of tie in.
Yeah,
they do.
Very much.
Together.
Yeah.
And then the 12th is Morning Joe and Doe over at Stevens Point. And then Tuesday, August 12th, VFW at Culver's.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. One of our favorite combinations.
Love it.
Yes.
Yes. From 4 to 8, drive through inside. We get a percentage of what sales were there. And we are present, greeting people, talking with people. So you've got to eat. Come on through.
I love these opportunities. We're like, I guess we got to get Culver's tonight.
What a bummer.
We might as well. Any excuse to have Culver's in our lives is fantastic.
Right.
It's also another note of when you hear me mention Culver's and I talk about this, I mention it all the time, and I've talked to many of the people at Culver's about this. Culver's is the type of big where they don't really need to advertise. Like, it's not that people are still going to go there. People are still going to, you know, they built something. They've established something very strong to the point where they can do things like this with our VFW or do our Star of the Day or these kind of things and just focus on working with communities, being a part of communities. It's not so much just about advertising as it is, hey, we're with you. We're a part of things with you. And I admire that. I appreciate that from that company very much. They don't have to do this stuff. They go out of their way to, though.
Exactly. And they just had a situation with law enforcement.
Yep.
And that was statewide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're
it's very really cool.
Community-orientated business, and they're a Wisconsin corporation.
That's right.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay.
Another big one coming up on the 13th.
The 13th, No Heroes Cafe. If you show up, the doors will be locked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Keep that in mind, everybody.
Just a reminder.
Yep.
Yeah, the people at the church have a conference that they have to go to, so they had to...
Understandable.
And also on the 13th is the American Legion Post 9's meeting. And on the 14th, no Vietnam veterans. We also got this month off.
Okay. Okay. All so right.
2 months in a row. Yes.
Yeah. It's summer.
Not that he's counting.
Yeah.
And the spirit of 45 Day is on the 14th. That's remembering our greatest generation.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 14th, also the Rudolph American Legion monthly meeting. And on August 14th, end of war with Japan in 1945. Mm-hmm. When I was a younger person, they had VE Day in Europe and VJ Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that was always real big because that generation, parents were lived during that time frame. We don't have that anymore, and that's whatever.
It's on us to note those, though. Yeah,
right.
It's good.
And then also on the 14th is Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Another great one to research and look into.
Mm-hmm.
That was really something.
Yeah.
And then Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th, the Kellner Corn Fest. It's a Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah.
And the Saturday is the parade.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a great time. We'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people locally that go out there. We're very busy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a big one.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And the VFW is the only place at the Corn Fest that sells sweet corn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right on. Right. Yeah, so right.
If you want your corn at the Corn Fest, they're the ones to go to.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the 16th of August is National Airborne Day for those vets that, you know, they jumped behind the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, very...
very appreciative to this.
Yes. And National Aviation Day is on the 19th. And on the 21st, VFW's monthly meeting at 6 o'clock at the VFW post. And then the next day, we're at the Nakusa football game presenting the colors the game. And that is very... a neat performance.
Yeah.
We've been there a couple of times. The students actually carry flags.
That's cool.
And they run into the huddle carrying a flag.
Very cool.
It is cool and moving at the same time. Yeah.
Yes. And on Wednesday the 27th, the Heroes Cafe comes back.
All right.
They're back. So stop down there for coffee and fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Thursday the 29th is Marine Corps Reserve Day. And then Friday and Saturday, the 29th and 30th, the VFW has their poppy distribution.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We do not sell these poppies. They're not sold.
Mm-hmm.
Donations are accepted.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
So.
Pick up one of those poppies when you can, everybody.
Exactly. And then on Sunday, August 31st, the Iraqi Freedom War ended in 2010.
My gosh. That's just, I see that 2010.
15 years ago.
Man,
wow.
That's amazing to think of. Wow.
And you remember it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it for August. In September, we're going to get busy because we've got, 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can ask a lot of people, where were you when you heard
9/11? It's an important one. Mm-hmm. And we got a bunch of other important things going on in September, too, and we're looking forward to talking with you about them, Tom.
Yeah, once I get that sheet done.
Well, before
he's got some work to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Before that happens, of course, if people have things they want to add to that sheet or just want to thank you for what you do or any of the above, Tom, how can they reach you?
You can just call the VFW at 715-600-0401. Mm-hmm. You can look online and get that phone number if you didn't have a pen and pencil in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And you can always reach out to us. Our team here and somebody here will make sure to hook you up and get you Tom's information and everything. Greatly appreciate you, sir. Always appreciate it. As a side note, thank you for the joke emails as well. They're a laugh when I need it, man. They really are. You have incredible timing with those. I appreciate you. Thanks, Tom, for joining us.
Yeah, that 201 is very true.
It's the bandsaw one especially. That's great. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
We will be back after our news. Sports and entertainment break coming up with more morning show on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice. Sholly Pittman reports.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Friday's ceremony included remarks from past colleagues, including Judge Everett Mitchell and former Governor Jim Doyle, under whom Crawford served as chief legal counsel. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion:
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound from Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR. Morning show here. Got James, Melissa, Seth hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I just noticed something about this song in the beginning there. I just heard it for the first time. They used toy piano at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Totally never noticed that before. Oh, my God.
That, the Cure's Love Song does that, too. Mm-hmm. They have an amazing unplugged version of that. Yeah. I love when people bring in, like, little toy instruments to songs and stuff.
I never noticed that before. Wow.
We were just talking about instruments that we could play. I can play a toy piano there like none other.
You and Schroeder, yeah.
I play a really good pair of spoons. I can play a mean pair of spoons.
That's a tough instrument to master, actually.
I wonder if that's done. I mean, it's part of what makes that song so like calming and summery.
Whatever it is.
I wonder if that was done intentionally. Just a touch of entertainment news I wanted to get to before we get to our main story for the block here. First up, a big shout out to our team that is out there golfing their tails off right now.
Yeah, they just started at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
I hope that's going well, gang. Hope
you go, girls.
Good. Get them. Get them. A big shout out to the Ridges, of course, hosting. We love our friends over at the Ridges.
And remember to shout four.
Yes, yes.
Only when you miss hit a ball. That's the only time you need to do that.
I think that's a good thing to recommend for our team. Based on what they said, their words, not mine.
I'm so bad at golf, I shout eight. Just in case. Just in case. But in entertainment news, just two quick stories. And I did want to say a fond remembrance of Lonnie Anderson, who passed away over the weekend. Lonnie Anderson, one of the stars of the 80s. And, of course, the classic sitcom, WKRP in Cincinnati. Doing a job like this, can't help but mention somebody from that show, of course. She would have been 80 tomorrow. Lonnie played receptionist Jennifer Marlowe for the show's entire four-season run from 78 to 82. The character was originally written as a typical dumb blonde back in those days, which is what they did all the time. Mm-hmm. Lonnie wasn't having that. Lonnie was not going to do that. And that's so much of that character that you see is Lonnie Anderson's creation. Is her That's work great. On that and everything. And that really should be noteworthy for anybody who were fans of that show, because one of my favorite parts of that show, and there was a lot of them, was the interactions with her and the boss, the wonderful character actor that I can never remember the name of. But her quick wit and her kind of like she was the brains of that.
She was actually the good one in the studio there, yeah.
Well, and the impressive thing is that she was able to navigate that with the studio or the producers, whatever, in a way that allowed her to do that. And at that time, that was not an easy thing to
do. Especially in the 70s, yeah.
And a part of her early career, at least, and her legacy, I guess, is the roles that she didn't get, that she was like second to or about to get or something. Before landing WKRP in Cincinnati, there's a world where she wasn't even on the show because she was busy on Three's Company. Mm. Lonnie auditioned to play Chrissy on Three's Company, but it, of course, went to Suzanne Summers.
Wow.
In 1980, she starred in the movie The Jane Mansfield Story alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it played her husband in it, actually.
Yeah, Mickey Haggerty, yeah.
And Lonnie spent a lot of the 80s in the tabloids, of course, with her marriage to Burt Reynolds.
Reynolds, yeah.
A 20-some year career, longer than that career, and a noteworthy person.
Yeah.
That should be mentioned, should be noted. And I did want to shamelessly throw in there that auditions for On Golden Pond are tonight.
Tonight.
Come freak out with me. No, I'm joking. It's going to be an awesome time. It's going to be a blast. We are looking.
Don't worry. He will be more nervous than you, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
That's such a great line. That's so true. That's so true. We're looking for three men, two women, one early teen, boy, girl, doesn't matter to me. I think that the role can be played by both.
I agree.
So looking forward to this. Auditions are tonight, tomorrow from 6 to 8 over at the WRCT Auditorium. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to come on by. Now, if you'd like to, you can fill out an audition sheet still. You can go to wrctheater.org and do that. You can also go there and get tickets. And I want to encourage everybody to do this. Now, I talk a lot about this, encouraging people to be a part of community theater that maybe never have before. Maybe you haven't worked in community theater since high school or something along those lines. But it's my chance to put my money where my mouth is. It's my chance to actually do something about this. So I encourage everybody to come on down. Now, I, of course, am going to be taking the lead role. I feel like that goes without saying. But outside of that, no, I'm not going to be acting in this. And I'm not going to be... And I
he's going to be acting as director.
Yeah, yeah, that's my role. And if anybody who's ever known me or worked with me, even for 5 seconds, know how over the top and crazy I take roles. So I'm going to be doing this.
It's method acting.
Yes, the whole time.
He's going to have the jompers and the riding crop. He's mm-hmm. going to have that mm-hmm. right there.
Oh boy.
Just like Cecil B. DeMille.
This is a heartfelt drama with some wonderful notes of comedy sprinkled throughout the whole mm-hmm. thing and stuff. And I want this show to, if I have one thing I'm looking for, it's people that want to have fun. They want to have a good time. I think that the drama is meant to be on stage, when the curtains are open, not off. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Come on down. We're looking forward to seeing you there tonight.
What time?
Auditions are 6 to 8 over at the WRCT Auditorium. Get on down there either tonight or tomorrow. If you can't make it to both nights, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And either if you don't get a chance to fill out that audition form online, you can do it when you get there.
Yeah, yeah. So our main story for the segment here, everybody, what current tech do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? Someone online named Infamous Horse, some of these names, recently asked the internet, what current technology do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? And so there's some interesting answers here. I wonder how many will agree with, how many we won't. And as always, we want audience participation. You guys got the morning show play at home versions. That is the Civic Media app. Feel free to text us or call on in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
First one up, charging cables. People will say, wait a minute. You used to have to plug your stuff in?
Yeah, I think at some point those are going to be obsolete.
Mm.
Yeah. I the only thing that I would hold back on that is the extra money that these businesses make by having selling chargers. especially the monsters they will change up every phone, their thing, so you have to buy new ones. So you have to buy new ones all the time.
And we'll charge you $250 for it.
This is one of those times where they will try to hold back the technology, I think, as far as they can. But at the same time, they can sell, cordless chargers, all that. Dental work. Anything regarding present day dental work will be seen as barbaric.
What?
I don't understand that. Am I missing something?
They surveyed someone who really hates dentists.
I guess so. I guess so.
What are you going to replace it with?
Yeah.
What does that mean, even?
Right.
Tooth health is still important.
It's vital to your overall health.
I will say,
that's weird.
This does give me an excuse to shout out the best listeners in radio. Last week, I felt like I was kind of going out on a limb a little bit and saying, while I don't, universal health care, that's a conversation to have, mm-hmm. I think. I don't think that there's any debate to be had. There should be universal dental care. There is no doubt. I will die on this hill 1,000 deaths. There's no reason to me that every single American citizen should not be able to go to a dentist if you can't eat.
That's right.
There's no Absolutely. Sense to me.
Yep.
We've mucked that industry up so darn bad to the point where we are having to create bills in recent years, mm-hmm. so that we can bring dentists to rural areas.
Right.
We're doing everything but giving them a brand new car, like just to get dentists to want to come to rural areas and everything. We've messed this up and we need to fix it. And there is no reason. I don't care if you have been unhomed for 20 years. You should have a perfect set of teeth. Like, there's no reason in the world you can convince me other than this. I challenge and I beg anybody, please. I would love to be wrong about this. I don't mind being wrong. Ain't no way that we should not have this.
Well, it's also weird to me that we have to have different insurance for our teeth and our
eyes.
That
is very weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Very strange. I don't.
Why do we have to do that?
That's a great question.
They're all part of our body. Are we going to have different insurance for our fingernails soon?
Yeah.
What about our ears?
If they can charge us for it, then we may well.
And in the interest of transparency, I'll be completely honest. I have a somewhat, okay teeth and everything, but I've struggled with this my whole life. And since becoming adult and not having dental insurance for a long time, on and off, here and there, I finally got dental insurance. I was so excited. And it's good insurance. And it don't cover jack. It don't cover nothing. Yeah, yeah. It covers, and it's good insurance. It's not the insurance I'm blaming necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's the system.
The industry.
Yes, the industry and the way it is and stuff. And again, there's no human being that should be walking around with bad teeth. There's nobody. It's not even just, okay, cosmetically, yes, you can say a million things about what a smile does for a human being and the confidence that gives, whether it's in a job interview or in the job itself or any of those things. But even if you just want to talk about basic human living,
right,
chewing, something that's kind of important in
chewing,
life.
You know, yeah, the beginning of the digestive process, right? It's very important.
I appreciate that. I heard from three or four different listeners this weekend saying that they agreed, and I appreciate that because I really thought I was going on a limb on that one. Loud engine noises is another thing that will not
really
be a thing.
I really hope that goes away.
We're at a car show this weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
There is, I think that a lot of, whether
but
we're...
But that's the place for it.
That's yeah. right.
You know what?
There you go. Time and a place, right?
Yeah.
Chainsaws, your yard equipment, most of those things are getting electric, are going blowers. Electric. They're, so I see what they mean there, but I don't think anybody in the planet will do this, but especially Americans, 100 years from now, we will still be driving Mustangs around. We will still be driving guzzling cars or gasoline around and stuff. We will never let go of our vehicles. If anything, I will be one of those people. I wholeheartedly admit that I am one of those people that just loves my car, loves my vehicles, loves the old school vehicles. I'm a sucker for them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that we'll drive them every day to work. I just mean that we're always going to have classic cars, and I hope we always have car shows and things
well,
like that.
I think
that,
it's part of our history. It's part of the growth of our society.
The collector item alone, that part of it, some rich people, there's always going to be Jay Lenos out there. There's always going to be people that are going to collect cars, and therefore you're going to have gasoline to drive those cars and stuff. I don't think that's ever going away.
Just the cookie cutter versions of like all the same.
Yeah.
Like those could go away.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It just frustrated me when I had to buy a car. And I'm just like, I want something that doesn't look like everybody else's.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not an option.
It's so lame and lazy what has happened to the vehicle industry. Every single one of them have gotten like just so afraid to take one tiny little chance. And the one that does is the one that shouldn't be. They should be playing it safer than anybody because, my God, it is just you can watch the National Jet go up. Or you can just watch anything with Tesla stock going down. Like it's the same thing. It's just constantly, every 5 seconds, is going, oh, wow, and even farther down. Trash. It's not that there will be a solution to existing trash. It's that most everything will be reusable.
That's good.
That would be a fantastic thing.
That has to happen. It has to happen. Or we're just going to be, like, what, living on garbage piles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with gasoline-powered cars.
Yep.
I mean, game consoles. Wow, I didn't even think of that one. But yeah, game consoles, I could see that not being a thing.
Well, yeah, because if it's all stored on the cloud, you don't need a physical. But then again, we lose then the physical ownership of the thing.
We sure do.
And I do think the controllers somehow will stick around, though.
Well, they wouldn't.
I don't know
they
how
have to.
Yeah, I mean, something like that.
People
like
hands.
You just do it with your fingers.
Yeah. People like controllers. They you know, especially even younger people, I think, still like having
tactile
a controller for something.
Yeah. I really wanted, like, the steering wheel.
Yes.
For the driving games and then the joystick for the flying games. And,
I knew a kid that we like in the neighborhood, like a bunch of us heard he was getting the Nintendo glove and we were we were freaking out. By the time we got over there, him and his brother were already done with it. They were like, oh, this is
terrible.
Yeah, this isn't fun. They had like one game to play with it and stuff.
Rob the robot.
And the final two we have here, the Internet of Things. Quote, the Internet of Things. Quote, nobody, they're saying that most people, as far as like using the internet the way we do, it'll be just using AI instead of, asking your phone a question instead of pulling up a searcher engine or something like that. I don't know.
No. The Internet of Things has had its day. 3.0 or whatever they call it. It's not going to happen because no one wants it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like all this AI. No one wants it.
No, nobody is asking for any of this AI.
We're not going to pay for it. I don't need a smart toaster.
We're gonna. If we could, a lot of people getting their garbage and recycling picked up today. Along with that would be a bunch of AI. If we could just put AI right in our garbage,
get on the curb.
Yep.
Trash
it all.
Everybody, just a line of AI just sitting there. And finally on the list. Toilet paper. Quote, it seems to be such a medieval method of use of something we use so much.
Medieval? No, that would be corn cobs.
Yes.
It's a waste.
It's Sears Roebuck.
It's unhygienic and causes all of kind of sewer problems.
It does.
Yeah.
And to anybody afraid for the paper industry, even with bidets, we would still need toilet paper to a degree.
Yeah, you just have less of it.
For
ones who can't get the bidets that have the blow dryer.
Right. Yeah. But we are so vastly behind the rest of the world on this.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever. A country that we take so much pride in being ahead of the game on things, being ahead of the curve on trends, so many other things. Things we hang our hat on as Americans, and this one we're afraid to talk about, or what? I never thought I'd say Americans being afraid of something like this, but we are. We're afraid to talk about bathroom stuff to the point where we are still making ourselves sick. I just read an article over the weekend, the rise of hemorrhoids for younger people.
Oh goodness!
Because they are sitting so much more, and they are doing so much more, and because of the medieval way that we are doing the bathroom stuff. Let's get over this. Let's face this. What more American thing is there than facing our fears? That's what we do. Get over this, and let's talk about it, and let's make it a lot better. And bidets should be in every single bathroom in the world, let alone in America. Everyone. Yeah. It doesn't make any darn sense.
Yeah.
We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show on WFHR.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day.
We hope you've enjoyed the last couple of hours. We sure have. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. Melissa and I will be back at this tomorrow with another morning show for you from a 9 to 11. Appreciate you joining us.
Good.
Appreciate that, too. And want to say a big thank you to Beth setting up a great Kitchens Open for us today. Thank you to Tom for joining us with our monthly Veterans Update. Really fun show. Really good way to kick off the week. Got some great stuff going on today we want to get to. First up, of course, we will have a great Playmakers for you today. Be sure to join us for that from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. I'll be here, and I have a Meet Your Rafters episode that is streaming right now at WFHR.com. You can listen to it there. But I'm going to probably play it today during the show anybody that might have missed it.
Yep.
Looking forward to that, talking some more Rafters, and certainly talking sports with our audience out there. Join us for Playmakers from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. We speak sport. Another Rapids report lined up for you today. Good one, too. We are going to be having two episodes premiering today. One of them, we're going to speak with our friends at the Port Edwards Fire Department.
Yay!
I get to talk to firefighters.
Hey.
So excited. looking forward to that and bringing some attention to
to what they're doing over there, certainly. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be talking to our friend Stephanie Hartman from the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
All right. Hey.
We got there a couple of big events coming up in the area. Mm. The NEPCO Lake Centennial Bash is coming up.
Great. I forgot about that.
Well, yeah. I want to talk to Steph about that and some other stuff. But there's some great things going on in their area still. There's a lot of summer left, as far as people around here are concerned. And there's still a handful of Raptor games left, everybody.
Oh, final week, yeah.
Only got one home game left, but we do still have Raptor baseball going on until this Saturday. Tonight, the Raptors will be in action at 6:20, taking on the Green Bay Booyah, and I'm going to call them that, even though they're not that anymore. 6:20 start time for that, and same start time tomorrow as they stay in Green Bay.
Old dogs.
And only one home game left this season, and it is going to be against Fond du Lac at 6:20 this Wednesday, and that'll be a part of National Night Out, Melissa.
Yeah, that's going to be happening from 3 to 6. There will be police squads, ballpark food, fun activities for all ages, and if you attend the event, you get a free ticket to the Raptors game that starts at 6:35. So this is at Witterfield, National Night Out, Police Community Partnerships.
Yeah.
Laura's going to be there with a table. Staff will drop by as they can, but Laura's taking on this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And awesome. Appreciate her. Appreciate you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Whack a ball for me out there.
That's right.
Because she's out there golfing.
She is right now golfing.
There was a method behind that statement. But yes, National Night Out, Wednesday, August 6th, 3 to 6. Get out there. I love interacting with all of the different organizations that come out for that because they're so... They just enjoy being in part of the community for a joyful event. All of our first responders, our police officers, our firefighters... It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Great way to wrap up a fun season over at Witterfield with our Raptors. That's going to be a great event. We'll meet you there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Seth wanted to touch on something happening tomorrow, the final one of the year.
Yeah, this is it, everyone. Wrapping up the City Band in Wisconsin Rapids, their final concert. It is their benefit concert, and it's also a theme concert. And it says colors. Their theme is colors.
That's a good one.
Taking place at Robinson Park on Tuesday at 7:30. And that, like James said, that wraps up the season for them, everyone.
Wow.
This is your last chance if you have not had been able to get to one. Because remember, this band has been around for over 160 years. Continuing the tradition.
Years.
I love that. It's one of the most amazing things about that. 160 years. What's just, last 160
that's so
years?
Impressive.
That's so cool. And they're as good as they have ever been. So head on down to Robinson Park Tuesday at 7:30.
If you get a chance, thank them too. Make sure to give a thank you to anybody out there.
Especially the conductor, the organizers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do a great job with that.
I also want to remind everybody that our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties wrapped up, of course, registration for Stuff the Bus, but we're still looking for items. We encourage you to drop them off. We're going to have these all set up for lunch by the river. You can drop the off items here at the stations.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. A couple of other locations as well you can find at uwswac.org. Be sure to go to United Way's website for that. Keep in mind, looking for backpacks, notebooks, and folders, plain colors, markers, glue sticks, scissors, colored pencils, and if you do not feel like going back to school shopping, they are taking monetary donations. You can do that.
They will
as well.
Use them. Yes, they
Skip
will.
Skip the store, bring the cash.
That's right.
Go to uwswac.org.
It's my new motto.
Find out more. Support our United Way like they support our community. And speaking of which, wanted to remind everybody that free meals are available to all children 18 years of age and younger. Got a couple of more opportunities for these, and they're going on until August 15th. So at Lincoln High School, over on 16th Street, you can pick up breakfast from 7:30 to 8:30 and lunch 11 to 12:30. Over at Mead Park near the Splash Pad, you can do this, pick up lunch from 11 to 12:30, and breakfast for the next day will be provided. And at Winter Park near the shelter outside the Aquatic Center, you can do that 11 a.m. till 12:30. Breakfast for the next day will also be provided for that.
Hmm.
Encourage you to spread the word about this to especially people that may not know about it.
Mm-hmm.
We
awesome
encourage you to
that
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Meals again are provided to all children, regardless of any what school they're going to or anything
Doesn't
like
matter.
That.
Does not matter.
18 and younger.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have questions, you can give them a call. You can contact them by email. Reach out to them at schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Schoolnutrition@wrps.net. Also want to remind everybody that we are getting closer and closer to the school season. So take now to start slowing down a little bit, looking around for kids, looking around for our crossing guards and all that. Keep an eye on
buses. Very important, buses.
Yeah. I like how he refers to it as like a sports season, school season. Countdown begins. Baseball season, school season.
Didn't even catch that. An 82-year-old guy in Connecticut is in the news for being a raccoon whisperer. One walked up to him outside his house last spring and then kept returning for food every day and eventually came back with five of his babies.
Oh dear.
They stopped showing up once winter hit, but then a few weeks ago, one of the babies came back. So now he's feeding them every night. He says it's like clockwork. If it isn't there by 11 p.m., he starts to worry.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's funny.
Now he's got pets.
Trash panda pets.
And staying in the pet world, an annual event called Cat Video Fest happened weekend at movie theaters across the country. A guy in Seattle edits the best cat videos he can find into a full-length movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness.
This year's had a running time of 73 minutes.
Jeez.
And it raised over $1 million for charity.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That part is cool. That I love.
Cat videos
are great.
No.
Yes, they are.
Just looking at the trailer for this real quick, if my video will play.
Still
here.
Watching cat videos the same old way?
It's kind of like, the trailer is kind of like shows you a meme of it and everything, but...
Cat Video Fest.
What a wonderful idea.
Oh, see, look at those kittens riding on the vinyl records
like
in the circle.
Turntables and stuff.
Oh, and the emu? Come on.
Boy.
You can't tell me you don't... This. You're not
the
even
only,
looking.
The only reason I would go is to make comments. That's the only reason.
You could do your...
MST3K right there. Through the whole thing. That'd be me.
Totally.
They need to do this
that.
For every animal. Every animal they need
okay,
to do this
well,
for.
Well, yes, but cats are awesome at being good subjects for videos. Because they do so many weird things.
I don't think dogs necessarily understand a lot of all cats have every understanding of what's going on. They know.
They do the exact opposite.
Yeah, they know, and then, yes.
Oh, you want me to do this? Nah. No way.
They do it, and they demand a trailer. They demand a trailer. They demand
treats.
They're awesome.
Constant.
Fresh-caught salmon.
It's an awesome story. That's a great one right there. And we appreciate all the good stories that you guys have brought us and all the good you have done out there. We appreciate y'all. Great show today, you two.
Yeah, you too. Too, James.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The standoff over a Republican redistricting plan in Texas continues. Democratic lawmakers in Illinois and elsewhere have traveled to protest. The governor's ordering them back. New York's Governor Kathy Hochul welcomes some to her state.
Those are the 2025 candidates, in my opinion, for profiles and courage.
In Central California, the Gifford Fire continues to burn. It's now grown to 50,000 acres, and Jason Allen reports it's been tough to get a handle on.
As the afternoon goes on, we're going to be looking at some similar conditions that led to the fire exploding in size yesterday.
Parts of Asia are dealing with torrential rains. In Taiwan, it has seen 7 consecutive days with 7 inches of rain or more. In Beijing, authorities are warning residents to stay indoors due to the possibility of flooding. On Wall Street today, stocks are higher. The Dow up 400.